What happens when a young man working at a cardboard recycling warehouse for $4.72 an hour discovers that mediocrity feels worse than physical pain? Cameron Haynes was 20 years old, drinking away his weekends at a swimming hole, diving recklessly off truck roofs into boulder-flanked pools where one wrong move meant death. His childhood had been a patchwork of instability, divorced parents, an alcoholic stepfather, being forced to fight for babysitter's entertainment. Despite his father, Bob, being a respected track coach, their relationship remained distant. College football had failed. Direction seemed impossible. Then, four words changed everything. Dude, you need to bow hunt. His first attempts were humiliating, missing a massive bull elk after months of practice, failing to connect with 16 deer his first year, but something ignited. Unlike others who quit when confronted with bow hunting's brutal difficulty, Haynes hunted 18 straight days until September 13, 1989, when he finally killed his first bull. Just a spike, but it didn't matter. He'd found his purpose. And with his son Tanner's birth in 1993, he quit drinking entirely and committed to becoming what he calls the ultimate predator. In the wilderness, wealth and status meant nothing. Only preparation and mental fortitude determined success. The Eagle Cap Wilderness in Oregon became Haynes' proving ground. 1,800 square miles of granite crags and bottomless canyons housing bighorn sheep, mountain goats, and elk that had never seen humans. After his hunting partner moved to Alaska, he faced a choice: hunt alone or not at all. For 12 years, he chose solitude, navigating sprawling wilderness where the mind creates problems that don't exist. He learned that being in deep was the great equalizer, one of the few places where money couldn't make hunting easier. Killing an elk with a bow in that wild country initially felt impossible, yet he did it. Realizing he could changed him forever. He deliberately sought places others wouldn't or couldn't reach, untamed wilderness with rocky crags and miles of unyielding country. This wasn't just about the kill, but about pushing personal boundaries until they shattered. While most hunters casually prepare with weapon practice and light hikes, Haynes trained with Olympic-level intensity. His train hard, hunt easy mantra evolved into beast mode, lift, run, shoot. He wondered what would happen if someone prepared for bow hunting like Kobe shooting 1,000 jumpers daily. Before 2000, he'd never run more than a 10K. People thought him crazy for running 7.3 miles to prepare for hunting. Then came a half marathon, his first marathon in 2003, finishing third overall, and eventually ultramarathons. He discovered better physical condition directly improved hunting success, with no ceiling to this approach. His ultimate test? The Bighorn Mountain Trail 100, the fourth toughest ultramarathon worldwide, with 17,500 feet of climb and 18,000 feet of descent. By mile 82, he'd lost 10 pounds, his Achilles screamed, and his foot felt like bone protruded. Thinking of Emiliano Zapata's words, "It is better to die on your feet than to live on your knees," he finished in 29 hours, 20 minutes, proving our spirits adapt to almost any challenge when we remove doubt and dig. For Haynes, without obsession, you'll be mediocre. As a teenager, he devoured hunting magazines, idolizing writers like others worship athletes. He watched his Elk Fever VHS until he could recite every line, copying everything: green wool gloves, face paint, even middle initials and bylines. In the mid-1990s, he wrote for Western Bow Hunter for free. When offered a $3,000 writer's hunt, he jumped despite having a newborn, a wife on maternity leave, and being on WIC food assistance. He charged it to credit card, working 16-hour warehouse shifts to pay it off. Later, he self-published his first book, borrowing $50,000 from family, including $15,000 from his grandmother Ruby. Financially reckless? Absolutely. But he sold every copy and repaid everyone. His dream? To be the perfect bow hunter, successful on every hunt with a flawless arrow release. Knowing mastery may be impossible, yet pursuing it anyway. Haynes views suffering as power, not something to avoid. His ability to endure more pain than others became his competitive edge, forged through his harsh Montana upbringing. He deliberately trains for misery, running multiple times daily, because the mountains demand it. Despite accumulated injuries, stress fractures, tendonitis, chronic joint pain, he pushes through. His painful history provides psychological advantage when carrying 100-pound loads through the wilderness. The physical suffering of packing meat after a successful hunt gives him what he truly needs, the struggle that defines him. This mindset attracted him to other outliers who push human limits. UFC fighters Michael Chandler and Colby Covington, ultramarathoner Courtney Dalwalter, who won the Moab 240 outright, beating every male competitor by over 10 hours, and former Navy SEAL David Goggins. Being around Goggins made him realize he hasn't sacrificed enough. As Goggins says, most people only tap into 40% of their ability, proven when Haynes ran 240 miles in the Moab Desert, felt terrible during the race, yet recovered surprisingly quickly afterward. The mountains that gave Haynes purpose also taught him about loss. In 2015, his hunting mentor and best friend Roy Roth fell 700 feet to his death on Alaska's Pioneer Peak, the same mountain where Haynes had killed a ram in 2008. Heartbroken, Haynes searched the next morning for a buck he'd shot the night before, desperately wanting to find it for Roy. After 6 miles, he found Roy's buck, dead. Speaking at Roy's service was harder than any physical challenge. He couldn't adequately express how Roy had introduced him to his life's passion, anchored him through a broken home, or believed unwaveringly in his dreams. Roy's wife, Jill, told him about seeing a bright light over Pioneer Peak the night Roy died, like the Lord saying, "Don't you worry about Roy boy." When his father later died from liver cancer, these losses reinforced his message. If you love someone, tell them. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Despite extraordinary achievements, Haynes wrestles with contradictory feelings, both invincibility and imposter syndrome. He wakes before his 4:55 alarm, embracing each morning as another chance to hammer while others sleep. Yet he questions his worthiness at work without a degree, feels uncomfortable when followers say he's changed their lives, haunted by memories of letting people down. This duality drives him to sacrifice more than anyone to justify his blessings. He knows obsession has costs. Being great at one thing means sacrificing others. He wasn't always the best dad or husband, yet his children excelled. Tanner as an Army Ranger, Truitt breaking records in ultramarathons, Taryn with her brilliant mind. His message transcends bow hunting to address the universal struggle against complacency. Extraordinary achievement doesn't require exceptional talent, just exceptional perseverance. Find comfort in being uncomfortable. Let others doubt you. The choice is simple: be obsessed or be average. In a world worshiping comfort and quick fixes, Haynes offers something harder but more honest. With consistent work, you can achieve greatness. Whatever path you choose, own it, be your best, and don't apologize. Just keep hammering.